Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Wednesday, June 12th, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm Sean Carey. Steve, in a second, we'll be checking in from the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. We're also on Facebook. Give us a like. And we're on Twitter. Give us a follow. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. And you can also listen to previous shows anytime, anywhere. SteveJonesShow.com. Go to the podcast archive page. And also you can subscribe to our free podcast. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show. Hit subscribe. Then we'll take the shows right to your tablet or phone. You can listen to them wherever you are. And also, by the way, if you happen to listen to us on iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Five-star reviews help get the word out even further about our show, and we appreciate that very much. Seals Grove Seals baseball, they're in the state championship this Friday, 1:30, Medlar Field at Lebrano Park at Penn State. They take on Beaver, and Brett Beiler, the Seals head baseball coach, will join us at 3:35, get his take on this great season that the Seals have experienced so far, but still unfinished business. And one more game remains in Happy Valley on Friday. By the way, if you are a Seals fan, and if you're not able to get to the game, we will have live coverage of Seals baseball Friday. You can listen to that on Eagle 107 at 107.3. Our pregame will start at 1:15. And first pitch a little after 1:30. You'll also be able to listen to it with our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. All right. Just tap the Eagle 107 button. All right. And that'll take you right to the Seals game on Friday afternoon. So if you don't have our app, we encourage you to get that. Just search Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation on Google Play or the Apple App Store. So we'll talk Seals baseball coming up later in the hour. Also, tomorrow is the beginning of the U.S. Open golf tournament at Pebble Beach. Jason Sobel, the senior PGA golf writer for Action Network, he'll be joining us at 4:35. He is at Pebble, so we'll get his take on America's greatest golf championship weekend. That is coming up starting tomorrow, the United States Open, part of the Grand Slam. And, of course, you can always be part of the show. You can shoot us an email anytime. Our address, stevejones@wkok.com. That's stevejones@wkok.com. I'll be with you live till 5. And then, of course, we'll have our late-day news roundup. Taylor Schultz at the anchor desk. She'll be on at 5:06 after CBS. And she'll be with you until 6:30. That's when we crank up On Deck tonight from Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies wrap up their three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Scott Kingery continues to have the hot bat. Hit a three-run home run last night in the Phillies' 7-4 win after a two-homer performance on Monday in that home run derby game in the Philly 13-8 loss to Arizona. But last night they get the win 7-4. So Kingery remains to stay hot on offense despite shifting around to different positions in the field. Lately, he has been playing center field because of the Odubel Herrera situation and then Adam Haseley being put on the disabled list. So Scotty Jetpack's been spending time in center field lately. Also has been spending a little time at third base on the games where Michael Franco has not been playing. The Phillies have allowed a National League-leading 109 home runs this season, And that's definitely a problem, according to Phil's manager, Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kapler, he says that's something we have to get in front of and figure out how to solve. So coming up tonight, have that for you here on WKOK. Eduardo Escobar, by the way, he has been hot for the Diamondbacks in this series. He has hit 3 home runs in this series. Hit 2 in Monday night's win over the Phillies. So that'll wrap up the series tonight before the Phillies take tomorrow off. Tomorrow will be a travel day before they start a very, very big 3-game series with the Atlanta Braves this weekend. Mm. So actually, this will be the start, I think, pretty much then through the end of June.
They won't see Sikora. Sikora's pitching today.
Yep.
Well, no, maybe they'll see him Sunday.
What's today? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
No, they won't see him. So they won't see him. He's 7-1. He's really good.
So Zach Eflin tonight will go for the Phillies.
Yeah, no, the Braves. Sikora's pitching tonight.
Yeah.
So we have an interesting show today. Huh?
We've got a good one.
Yeah. So Seelan's Grove won, huh?
Pitched a shutout over Hamburg, 3-0.
So, Captain put out fires. I'm out on the golf course last night, and I got all these panic text messages.
Oh, jeez. Definitely not for me.
Well, from guess who? Right, the fireman.
Our guy.
Our guy. Seals Grove won. I'm coming off 18. I'm like, that's good. Very nice.
He's like, oh, maybe I can be in the same room as Steve calls the Spikes games.
No. He put him in booth C. That's the smallest booth up there. It is. I'm not joking. It is. That's where they put Com Radio. So, yeah, I need a contact. Who do I contact about this? How do I do this? Like, sent him the contact info, helped him out. Like, he was all panicked.
You sure he only sent you just one text? Or was
I got several. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just double checking. Just getting conflicting reports.
Reports?
Yeah, it was just one text.
Then get out of here. I got a whole list of them here.
Okay. One plus some follow-ups. Okay.
Yeah, several follow-ups.
Someone's not doing the math. What do you mean they don't count?
They don't count? Is that what he says to Roger when they have the digital media meetings? Well, these other ones don't really count. Okay, that's great. I'm glad everything's so consistent across the board. These don't count. Oh, my goodness. Where do we find these people? All right, so. let's see. I believe we're going to get James Franklin met with the media today. And we're going to get something from him. I believe we have the Seelan's Grove baseball coach on today.
Yes, we will have Coach Brett on at 3:35.
Okay. We've got to get him on. Eagle 107, by the way, will carry the games. Is it the game tomorrow?
It is Friday.
It's Friday. Well, good. That's the good weather day.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not kidding. The weather here tomorrow is going to be and there are a couple games here tomorrow. So hopefully it'll be done in such a way where they don't get pushed back. So everything's on time Friday, but Friday's going to be a beautiful day weather-wise here. So come on in, enjoy the ballpark. You may be wondering if I'm going to be able to go to the games. The answer is no, I will not be able to go. In fact, I've got an opener at Williamsport that night. But, hey, this is great. They got to play for a state championship. Now, who are they playing against?
They'll be taking on the Beaver Bobcats.
Oh, good.
So you know, I believe they're out of, I believe they'd be out of what, the Whippeel, District 7, out that way?
Yeah. Because Redland is here. Remember Redland Little League? Going to the Little League World Series?
That's right. Took the crown, was it three years ago?
Yeah. Those kids grew up.
Yeah.
Guess what? Those kids are now of high school age. I was talking to Frank Bodani about that today. Because I mentioned James had this media get-together today. Well, so I was talking to Frank for a while today, and he's talking about Redland. Wow. So, they're here as well. It's all part of the fun of this time of the year. And I think this is the last state championship for the year, right? I think the softball and baseball ones are the last ones, because track's done. And yeah, this will be a lot of fun. So we'll talk to Coach Brett coming up in a little bit about his team, how they got there, and the level of excitement. Look, it's one thing about this is there's not the deal of sitting there and saying, hey, you know, we could go back next year. No, you go in there with the idea like this is it. This is your shot. Take your shot. Take your shot. You got a chance. You got one chance. Have fun with it. Embrace it. They'll love the field. In fact, there's probably a lot of people in the area that actually have been here. And the reason that they have been here is because it's a lot of people came out and watched Nick Dunn last year. So they have had the opportunity to be at the ballpark. I mean, the park here is beautiful. I mean, they did a great job. And I've mentioned before, the PIAA loves bringing the championships here because part of its perception, Altoona has a beautiful park. Great park. City Island, great park. But they're double A ballparks. They're bigger, and because they're bigger, you can put, let's just say, 4,000 people show up. Well, 4,000 people show up in Altoona, and guess what? The place is half filled. 4,000 people here, now you're 80% filled. I mean, the kid goes out to take the mound, looks around, goes, "Hey, yeah, there's a crowd here today. This is great." I mean, the perception and how it looks, really, really good. You'll have a good time here. Did I ever tell you about the home run derby here in 2009? All-star game. This is the one where J.D. Martinez participated in Brock Holt. Well, they had a home run derby, a celebrity home run derby. And I'm not going to get into who said this. I'm going to hit 8 home runs. Like I said, you're not hitting any. He says, what? I said, you're not going to hit any. Right? Then he revised it down. Well, I'm going to hit at least 2. I said, you're hitting none. Because, I mean, the dimensions here, by the way, just so you know, the dimensions in this park are exactly the same as PNC Park in Pittsburgh. It's 325 down the left field line. It's 378 to the power alley. It's 410 to the notch. It's 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right. And instead of having a 21-foot-high wall to honor Roberto Clemente, the wall here at Penn State is 18.55 feet high to honor the fact that Penn State was founded in 1855. Okay, so except for that minor discrepancy, these are the exact dimensions of PNC Park. So this guy finally gets to the plate, and he starts taking his swings. And after 3 swings, he calls me over because I'm on the field now announcing it. He calls me over and goes, oh, my God, you're right. I'm not going to hit any. I said, yeah, that's further away than you realize. I said, sitting in the stands, oh, it looks really close. I said, until you actually get out there and have to hit it. That tells you how good these guys are. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Father's Day normally means a new tie, a pair of socks. If Dad is really lucky, maybe some new golf balls.
Well, Sunbury Motors is honoring Dads with the Father of All Sales. SMC has 125 new trucks with savings up to $16,000. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle for 42 consecutive years.
And one is sold every 29 seconds.
SMC has 2019 F-150s from $25,904. Plus, there's 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2019 F-150s. There's 16 of the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger 4x4s in both extended and crew cabs, starting as low as $34,870. And Sunbury Motors needs your old truck, so they'll give you the most money for your truck trade, period. It's the father of all sales going on now. So hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Eagle 107 will be airing the Selins Grove State Championship game on Friday. I want to say it's a 1 o'clock start. 1:15 is the first pitch, something like that. Does that sound right?
1:15 will be the airtime, and first pitch just after 1:30.
And the winner of the Silver Sow Award is going to be... The State Silver Sow Award is going to be doing the play-by-play?
Correctamundo. And a PAB winner as well.
Same thing. It's not funny. Yeah. So there'll be... He wanted the booth that I work in. But TV's doing the game, so whenever TV is there, they actually get priority. So since TV's doing this, he can't have the booth. And I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. But they did put him in the smallest booth in the place. I sure hope he's not working with somebody else.
He is.
So who's he working with?
Ray Moyer will be on the broadcast.
Oh, Ray. It's always important, and I hope Ray understands this, to have broad shoulders. You're going to have to carry a lot of this, Ray. So, I mean, it's just...
Ray played high school baseball for Shikellamy in the past, teacher too, in the Selins Grove School District these days.
There you go.
That's great.
Yep. So he'll give a great perspective of all the players on the team.
He just, Suit just texted me. He's just happy to have a booth. I did tell them to, just so they know, that the Welcome Ray Moyer sign, very important. Welcome Ray Moyer. And the Silver Sow Award winner. So if he's doing the game on Friday, who's selling digital media?
This is true. Who's the ace in the bullpen in that building, or in that department, in this building?
Look, let's face it. I mean, Jamie can do everything. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, she's on vacation this week. She's at the beach.
Even at the beach, she'll sell more.
Point well taken.
What do you think? We're slow over here on the side of the building? What?
No, not us.
No. There is no moss growing here, my man.
No.
All right, we'll talk about Selins Grove baseball next half hour. U.S. Open later. I don't think you heard the story I told about Tiger Woods yesterday in 2000. How they had to finish up the second round early in the morning on Saturday, and he didn't realize he was down to his last golf ball at 18. His caddy did. Caddy was trying to talk him out of hitting driver because Tiger had just taken the next to last ball and put it in the Pacific. He hooked it. He's like, why don't you an iron or a three wood? He goes, give me the ball. It's like sheepishly didn't tell him it was the last one.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Absolute pleasure to have you with us today. Coming up on Friday, Eagle 107 will have Sealands Grove against Beaver for the Quad A State Baseball Championship. Brent Beiler, the head baseball coach at Sealands Grove, joins us. Brent, first of all, congratulations from all of us to you on a great accomplishment so far.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really, really exciting that I can be here with you, and the boys are real excited as well.
Let's talk about yesterday's game. You win it 3-0. There is a tension to these that is different than a regular season game. You had an opportunity to watch your players play through that tension. What impressed you as to how they handled it?
Well, I think our boys are doing a real nice job with the basic execution of the game. They're getting bunts down when we need to get the bunt down. They're executing the special plays that we have in store for the other team. They are not cracking under pressure. They're just really putting it all together, and the result is here we are in the state championship game, which is quite unbelievable. I know the boys are so excited. I'm so proud of what they've accomplished. It's kind of all surreal at this point.
Once the game starts, it's always been my experience, once the game starts, it's a game. Oh, yeah, there's a tension to it. Every pitch matters. I understand all that. Have you sensed to them that once it starts, to them it is a game?
I think there's that tension that kind of lingers there for a while. We've kind of had some early inning issues over the last couple games. Logan Heil, who has been absolutely a light out there as our ace there on the mound, even in the first inning, sometimes it takes him a little bit to get going. And I feel like once he kind of realizes, kind of like as you said, now he's kind of in a game. Sometimes that takes him to the second or third inning, but he's so darn good that he really hasn't gotten himself in any trouble. But yeah, I think the boys for the most part are a pretty relaxed group. But this is big stuff, and I couldn't be more excited for him. And I don't think the pressure of the state championship is going to be any different than any of these other state games. I think they're going to go out there and give it their all, and their team. Camaraderie is just unbelievable at this point. So I'm really looking forward to what they can do, and I don't think the pressure is going to get to them too much.
Brent, what's the reaction been like in town?
Well, I know my phone has been kind of ringing and buzzing off the hook here for the past almost 24 hours now. You go down the strip and you see some of the businesses, the local businesses, putting up Go Seals, Go Baseball on their signs, and it's just real exciting to see that. The turnout the last game was unbelievable, and just the support all around town has just been incredible. And it's just, I think everyone's really excited for us.
When the season began, what kind of team did you think you could have?
Well, if you had asked me, do we have a chance to play in the state finals, I probably would have said, I'm not so sure about that. baseball is just one of those sports where, kind of like you said earlier, you know, every pitch matters and every out matters and every defensive play matters. And sometimes it just takes putting all that together to make it this far. And I knew we had a special team. I knew we had great pitching coming back with Blaze Eiders and Logan Heil. And of course, the surprise was Ryan Reich, our freshman, doing what he's been doing here these past couple games. I think a district championship certainly was within reach, and we did accomplish that. We won a conference along the way. At the beginning of the season, to say we've been in the state championship, I would probably say I wouldn't have thought that, but here we are, and I couldn't be more excited.
Every team takes on its own personality, and the personality you can see in a practice, you can see when you're in a team meeting, and then, of course, it manifests itself in the game. What's the personality of this team?
Oh, boy. Well, They have a lot of it. I'll tell you that. they're just one of those group of guys that, you know, everything is a joke. Sometimes I just kind of want to crack down and try to get a point across, and it doesn't matter how serious the moment is. It seems like they always come back with a joke. I tell them, hey, we're wearing red uniforms tomorrow, and they'll say, oh, so we're wearing blue tomorrow, Coach. Or just when I say black, they say white. They do it intentionally. They know it gets something out of me, but that's just kind of how this team is. They really enjoy being around each other, and it's really an interesting crew. If you were to hang out in the bus with us, I think you would be in for a real treat.
How do you want to handle the pitching on Friday? Everything goes in a certain rotation, a certain way. There's a pressure to win that semifinal game because there is no final without it. So how do you want to handle your pitching Friday?
Well, we're gonna go to Blaze Zeiders. He's been a real solid for us this year. He's actually 8-0 record-wise.
Yeah, that's pretty solid, Brent.
We're going to probably take him as long as he can go. And then, of course, we have Ryan Reich available, and he's been kind of our closer here as of late. So I'm feeling pretty good heading into this final.
What do you know at all about Beaver at this point? This would not be a team that you would play along the way. That's why it's an East-West thing. So what do you know about them?
Well, every single one of these teams, I kind of been looking at them as they fall into our schedule. So I spent a lot of time looking all over their stats here this morning. I knew that they threw a very competent pitcher in Petrella. He threw yesterday, so he will not be available, kind of like our Logan Heil won't be available for us.
Right.
And they have two other pitchers that they've used quite frequently. As I look over their lineup, I know they can hit the ball pretty hard. Their team batting average is quite solid. So I think we're going to be probably facing a pretty good hitting team. And I think we're a pretty good pitching team. So they always say good pitching beats good hitting. So I hope that applies to tomorrow.
How well has your team played in the field this year?
Oh, outstanding. I could not be, again, more proud of what they've accomplished. Our infield has been dynamite. We got Teague Hoover up the middle along with Ben Heim. They've been solid there. Nate Schoen at third base has done an outstanding job. He made a tremendous play here in the state game against Kennerdale. He was going to his backhand and still threw the guy out at first base. Josh Nyland and Evan Hoke and Ryan Alma, they've all been real solid there in the outfield. Ryan Alma had that big catch last night. Wyatt Metzger behind the plate. He has been dynamite. And I think when you're solid up the middle like that and you got outstanding pitcher, you can go a long way with that. He's kind of been the captain of the infield. He, you know, calls his own pitches. And every now and then we'll send something in to be called. But he's really done an outstanding job with our pitchers this year. So I think defense, great pitching, and Wyatt Metzger behind the plate there is really – help get us to where we are here today.
I want to ask you about the big catch. When the ball was hit, what did you think? And then what did you think when he caught it?
Well, you know, I knew Zimmerman. That was the name of the batter to hit the ball. I knew he was going to be up. The batter before, I was hoping Wright could get out, so we didn't even have to get to that hitter with a little bit of pop in his bat. Then Ryan ended up walking him. Then we had bases loaded there, and I was holding my breath even before he was pitching the ball. And then when he was up one-on-one, 1-2, I thought, oh, boy, okay, we got this. But sure enough, if any batter in that lineup could have hit one out, it was definitely him. And when that ball left the bat, I thought for a split second, there's a possibility there. But I knew with the wind and the size of the field, I knew it was going to stay in. And then the next thing I did was look at my left fielder, Ryan Ahmet, and he was camped under it, and it was just a dynamite feeling when he safely secured that ball in his glove.
What has this experience been like for you, going game by game and seeing this play out before your eyes?
It's been amazing. It really has. From the district championship game, winning 2-1, and with all the rain issues we had, just trying to get that game in, And then I know I just kept telling my coaching staff, I said, boy, I just want to win one more. You know, just one more. We never had won a state game before. So I remember riding that bus ride, and I'm thinking, man, we can just win this one. And then we do. And then I say, you know what? If we can just win one more. And then we did it again. And I said this last time. I said, boy, if we can just win this one, we'd be in the state finals. That would be quite amazing. And sure enough, the boys pulled it off again. So now I'm saying, well, how about just one more? Bring home the gold.
You mentioned your staff. What kind of job have they done for you this year?
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely. Stu Ziders helps with the calling the pitches there. Jim Messner, he helps control my defense and defensive alignments. These guys do a lot of research. Brian Moore, he's kind of like our batting specialist. He helps all the hitters out whenever they're having issues there. And Dave Brown, another guy that helps us on a regular basis. And Jeremy Powell, he does kind of like our statistician there. They're kind of our regulars here with our varsity crew. They just really, it just puts it all together. I mean, right now, we just kind of had a conversation about that about a week ago. It's like, you know, everyone kind of has their part, and it's really a nice mix of coaches. And, you know, I think it's the right crew to rule this ship here.
How do you want to handle Thursday? Because obviously Friday's game day. So how do you want to handle tomorrow?
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement. I got a lot of phone calls today about, you know, certain things that people want to do for the team. And I know the paper's going to be at our practice tomorrow. And we're going to have a few other visitors. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep it as regular as possible. If that's even a possibility, the day before a state championship game. Through the state tournament, we've really only been practicing the day before. I know there could be two sides of that. You could practice, or just kind of sharpen the skills. And I always tell the guys that the hay is in the barn. They didn't always understand that the first time I told them, but, you know, we put all those hours of practice and all that time in the cages ever since March, and some of these guys have been hitting since January, and it's brought us to this moment. So at this point, we're just trying to sharpen our skills, get that confidence rolling into the game, which will be the next day, and I usually try to keep things light here right now.
Yep, routine means everything. I mean, when you get to
it
this
sure
stage,
does.
Routine
yep.
means everything. You know, and that's it. And that's how I've always looked at it with all the teams I've been around and announced over the years. That if you get into the right routine, that's what the players are used to. That's what we respond to. That actually relaxes them.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, trying to do something, you know, extra special, extra different, I don't think that's necessary at this point. These guys just play good, solid defense. They're executing on the offensive side of things with base running and at the plate. The pitching, as you know, has just been absolutely incredible. I mean, right now we're posting a 1.296 team ERA. That's for the whole season. Our playoff ERA is even better. And it's just these guys are really, really buckling down and performing under pressure here. I couldn't be more proud.
Brent, congratulations on what you've accomplished to this point. Everybody here is behind you all the way. Best of luck on Friday. Bring it home.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're all excited here. So hopefully we can talk again afterwards and bring home the gold.
Absolutely. We look forward to that conversation very much.
All right.
Brent, thanks
thank
so much.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Good luck to Sealands Grove. You hear it on Eagle 107. 1:15 will be the airtime. And 1:30, the first pitch on Friday. Ray Moyer is going to be there?
That's right, our analyst. Yep.
Great. Who's working the game with him?
The award winner.
Oh, the one whose booth I had to secure for him? Oh, okay. It couldn't have been that hard to secure it. I did it while standing on the 18th tee.
When you said you were out golfing last night, I wasn't sure you put a call into Joe Putnam. I changed the lock on my door to my press box or my booth there. Thanks.
No. I don't care if he goes in there. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
He can go in there.
I hear a ding. That could be Sue texting you back.
No, it's not. It's something else. It was actually business, you know, instead of bailing somebody out. Yeah. I mean, how hard was it? I'm on the phone going, all right, okay. Not that hard. There you go.
Yes, we had a fun couple days. We got Stanley Cup tonight, Game 7. You got NBA could be wrapping up tomorrow, and then the Seals on Friday afternoon. So a nice little stretch of sports. U.S. Open all weekend.
U.S. Open all weekend, yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch Pebble Beach. You know, waves crashing at 18. Very, very nice.
I was watching glorious 4K TV.
All right. Do you have 4K?
I have a 4K TV, but it just all depends if the channel you have provides 4K content.
Well, it's Fox.
I would think a lot of the TVs out there, those ultra-high definition ones, I would think they try to upgrade it, even though they may not be televising it in 4K. You know, the TV tries to get it as close to 4K quality as possible, make it look even sweeter.
4K?
Yeah.
Wow. My lucky Jamie's been selling like crazy because I know where the money wasn't coming from.
They've come down quite a bit in price, actually.
Well, they usually do. I mean, that's usually what happens. I mean, I'm not in the market for a TV right now.
No, I'm not either. We're good.
But at some point, maybe.
No, I was in a store yesterday shopping for something else. I upgraded my iPhone yesterday, and I was looking at TV price as well. The content was being taken off my old iPhone to the new one. I was looking at some TVs, and I was like, wow, that's an ultra one for that price? I was impressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Next half hour, we're going to hear from James Franklin. He had a presser today. What they had was a media barbecue today over at Lash Building, and when they were done with it, then he talked with the media. Interesting, CBS Sports been doing its ranking of coaches, and of course Urban Meyer has for a long time been the number one ranked coach by Tom Fornelli in the Big Ten. Well, with Urban moving on, the number one coach in the Big Ten in Tom's ratings happens to be James Franklin. And he's talking about how James has gone 31-9 the last 3 years with a conference title and two New Year's Six bowl games. So, of course, expectations get higher. We put Mark D'Antonio second, Jim Harbaugh third, Pat Fitzgerald fourth, Kirk Ferentz of Iowa fifth, Paul Chryst of Wisconsin sixth, Scott Frost of Nebraska seventh, Jeff Brohm of Purdue eighth, P.J. Fleck of Minnesota ninth, Ryan Day of Ohio State 10. Again, because you just don't know how Ryan Day could be right up there. He just hasn't been a head coach, so you don't know. He has a great line here at the end. As nice as Ohio State is, it is not a self-driving car. He's got 11, Lovey Smith of Illinois, Tom Allen of Indiana, 12. Tom's a very good defensive mind, by the way. Mike Loxley of Maryland, 13, and Chris Ash of Rutgers, 14. So, that's Tom Fornelli's top 14 of the Big Ten as to how he looks at the coaches. And I'm trying to see where he's got his own national rankings too, but they do it by conference in the end. And, you know, obviously, you know, let's see. Where's he got it? He's got James is, I want to say he was 11th. Yes, he is 11th nationally on this list. So we'll hear from him in the next half hour.
Oh, yeah, we're flying right along here. I mean, we're just a tad over a month away from Big Ten Football Media Day. It's just getting closer and closer.
Yeah, I know. Live for Life is going to be the 12th. So I was asked today about that, and I said, I will be emceeing that. And I said, but I'm only going to spend an hour at it, 5 to 6, because at that point, I said, oh, no problem. We just want you to open it up and get it going and everything like that. I said, yeah, because... I said, because guess who's going on vacation? Bye-bye. I know I'll be getting panic text messages to put out some fires courtesy of you-know-who.
No, not me. No way.
Oh, no, not you.
No.
The person that claims to put out fires.
Okay.
Right? But always seems to farm it out to other firemen.
Our guy.